Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
How are we this morning?
Very well.
Well, let's stand, open up the service in prayer, and get ready to press into the Lord and receive His Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we thank You today for Your mercy and Your grace, Father God, to be here to lift up Your name on high, Heavenly Father, to come to Your throne room and lift up Your name, Heavenly Father. We praise You and we thank You for that time, for this time of worship, Heavenly Father. We thank You for Your Holy Spirit being among us, Heavenly Father, in this day, in this place, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Well, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Well, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Beloved's, and He is mine. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's, and He is mine. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's, and He is mine. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love.
Hallelujah.
is my command, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my command, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. This is my command, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my command, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my command, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my command, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. This is my command, that you love one another, that your joy my command, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my command, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. This is my command, that you love one another, that your joy. Dear Lord, you're always near. desire.
Amen.
Trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best, lovingly it's part of pain and near me with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his child and treasure, is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, is the pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation. Offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, ere to take us from a Father's hand. One by one the days of moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe.
Praise you, Heavenly Father. We love you, Lord God. We love you. We adore you. We bow down before you. Hallelujah. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a wonderful Savior. What a blessed Redeemer. What a mighty King. Oh, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. And we, Lord, we appreciate you. We thank you. Oh, Lord, every minute of the hour, every hour of the day, we're going to bless the Lord. We're going to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Heavenly Father, for a glorious day today, for a day of victory, and a day of excitement, and a day of rejoicing in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He alone is worthy of all praise and honor and glory. He alone is worthy. Hallelujah. So wonderful to know what we have in Christ Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful Savior. What a blessed Redeemer. What a mighty King. Hallelujah. How blessed are we, Lord, and we really appreciate you, Heavenly Father. We appreciate you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we surrender all to you this morning. We are yours. We've been bought with a price. And we ask you, Lord, today that you touch each and every one of us. Let it be a deep work in each one of us, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord God. Praise your holy name. We ask you, Lord, to have it your way today. Have it your way, not our way, but your way, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And let the high praises of God in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Oh, let our mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Oh, all the day we pray in the name of Jesus. Let us praise the Lord with our whole heart and show forth his marvelous works. Be glad and rejoice in thee and sing praises unto thy name. O Most High, O Thou Most High. Hallelujah. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. For the Lord is high above all the earth, and his glory is above the heavens. Who is like a Lord, a God that dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things in heaven and the things on earth. Hallelujah. No matter how awesome God he is, no matter how mighty he is, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, he still humbles himself to behold the things in heaven and the things on earth. Who lifts up the poor of the dust and the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set them with princes, with the princes of his people. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have the opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth, to lift up holy hands and shout, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, for he alone is worthy of all praise and honor and glory. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for Holy Spirit, have your way. We pray, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you anoint the pastors, you will bring the message to us. Thank you for touching him in such a mighty way, Lord, we pray. Give him the freedom to preach and let the word come out with power. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We pray that you anoint everyone that gives a testimony today. And we thank you, Lord, that in this church, your name will be lifted up. Your name will be glorified. Your name will be made known. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory today, for a mighty victory. Lord, we thank you besides everything else. Oh, Lord, you are the Jehovah Jireh. You are the provider. You are God, and in you will we trust. We know, O Lord, no good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. You know that you are going to supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. All you expect from us to walk uprightly, to walk in obedience, or to speak truth in our hearts. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you will meet every need. Spiritual needs, physical needs, O Lord, and financial needs. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, and your name be glorified. Hallelujah. And as we're about to receive this offering, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, as every man and every person purpose in their heart, let them give, not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Oh, hallelujah. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we want to thank you today, O Lord, for a glorious day. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. In this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Had compassion. from sin, you set me free. Oh, praise the Lord for having compassion on me. You had compassion on me. You touched my eyes and now I see. You healed my feet and now I'm walking your way. You had compassion on me. And from sin I've been set free. Oh, thank you, Lord, for having compassion on me. Touched my eyes and now I see. He healed my feet and now I'm walking His way. He had compassion on me. And from sin I've been set free. Oh, praise the Lord, He had compassion.
Praise the Lord. We're going to have our prayer time here. And didn't have this written down. We need to pray for my brother Peter. He's been ill the last 4 or 5 days. And we want to lift him up today in prayer. Pray for one by the name of Debbie, who has been attacked by Fritz Springmeier. Pray that she'll be able to resist the attack and be set free from demonic oppression. People, another person that needs the healing is Teresa DiCarlo. Was taken to the hospital for pain in the chest area. Pray for healing. She's home and the pain has subsided. So we want to keep praying that she will get totally healed or whatever that was. Let's not forget to thank the Lord for the rain and snow He gave us in California this last week. People prayed hard on the subject last week and God granted it. There's power in prayer. And the good news, as of April 11th, 2012, enough money had come into our ministry that we were able to pay all taxes in full. This is a great praise of the Lord, and we want to thank God and all the people who rallied around us and made this possible. Now, I want to share this with you. We got an envelope this week, and it was a kind of a thick envelope. It was from one of the people that have been with us for many years. And I opened it up, and inside was a fish. This lady had sewn a fish. It was about maybe 6 inches long. And she had sewn together very neatly a fish. And in the mouth, she had rolled up dollar bills. And stuck them inside the mouth of the fish. You couldn't see them until you had to pry open the mouth. And that reminded me of when Jesus said, you know, to Peter. Peter said to Jesus, are we going to pay taxes? And Jesus said, yeah, we're going to pay taxes. Go down to the lake there and get a fish there. And there'll be a ring in that fish. You know, go and sell that and pay our taxes. So I've had a plan to take that fish with me today, but I forgot. But I will show that. I think I will probably post it here someplace. That's our fish. All right? That was cute. The price of oil went down this week. It ended up at $102.83 per barrel, a decrease of 48 cents since last week. Things are still up in the air because of this world government agents are keeping the pressure on the price of oil. There's only one thing to do, keep on praying. Warnings coming out every day that Iran might try to shut down traffic in the Persian Gulf. And if that happens, the expert says, it's predicted that oil will rise to over $200 per barrel, which would translate for us $8 a gallon. According to the financial expert, it would create an instant recession in the United States since people could not afford that price. Now, that's part of the Egyptians coming behind us. So let's slay them. So prayer warriors, come on up.
Heavenly Father, we come before you knowing of your love and your care for these things. And we thank you very much that you care for us and all these things, and that you even have it planned to provide for these things. And right now we pray for a special touch on Peter Terrell, that he would rise from his sickness and be energized and completely well and glorify you. And Father, I also pray for Martin in Switzerland. He's going through a devastating time, and we pray that you would open his eyes to your love for him and show him a way to walk in truth. Amen.
Father God, I want to thank you that the money came in to pay those taxes, Lord. And Lord, I also had the same issue in my finances, and you prepared for us in that area. We were able to pay ours also, so I thank you for that. And so we thank you, Father, that you met that need. And then also, Lord, I want to put a little attachment, just like on an email, for those taxes that were paid, Lord, that they would only be used in a good fashion. They will not be used for any kind of corruption. And that that money that came from you through us will go forth to be used for good and not evil. And we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord God, that, Lord, we can pray for one another, Lord. And, Lord, we see so many prayers answered, Lord, when you said we have not because we ask not. And right now, Lord, we lift up our sister, Teresa DiCarlo, Lord. And, Lord, we pray, Lord God, that we know that in your storehouse, sir, you have everything that we need, Lord. And I pray she would just look into your storehouse right now, Lord God, and God, you would provide the healing that she needs right now in her body. I pray you would just touch her body right now, strengthen her, and let her know, Lord, by her faith right now, she is healed, Lord, and she'll be back with us next Sunday. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I've been asked to pray for Debbie. I don't know where she is. And she's been attacked by Fritz Springmeier. She's still around, Pastor. I remember you exposed him many years ago. And Debbie, I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I lift you up. I ask you to remember all the verses that say, "Behold, I give you all the power over the works of the enemy." That includes the power over the works of the infiltrators that have done such a terrible job within the church. And so I call upon you to look on those verses, read them over and over again, and Lord God, bless Debbie, give her the strength to overcome this type of demonic attack in Jesus' name. And I've been really feel this ever since this sermon. Avye, could you push Tom up front here, please? Somebody, anybody, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, bring him up here. It's been heavy on my heart because we heard all about rise up and walk. We prayed for Tom last week. So I'm going to call upon everyone right now to add your voice and your strength and your spirit. Lord, we praise you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray for Tom. We have the faith in this church to believe that he is healed. In Jesus' mighty name. Soteris, help, come up here and help me with him. You add your voice to this, please. Okay.
Heavenly Father, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let his faith rise.
In Jesus' name.
Let his faith grow. And let him receive the healing right now, we pray, in the name of Jesus. As it says in Mark 11:24. Whatsoever you desire, Tom, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And receive it right now. Receive the healing. the strengthening of his muscles, that he will rise up from that chair and walk and jump and praise in God. We pray in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for healing him. Thank you for restoring him, Lord. Thank you for giving him the victory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you and praise you for healing Karen, Tom's wife. She's in the same care home that he's in, and they don't take very good care of her. And we pray that you put a person in that room with her, whether they're on duty with her or not, that they're going to watch over her, and she's going to have excellent care. The hole in her heart is going to be healed. It's already been healed in heaven, and it perhaps has been healed on earth. Amen. We pray that it's healed on earth, yes. That they're both going to stand in this church praising God together. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you for all things that you're doing in this church and throughout the world, Lord God. Lord, we just pray that you will intervene on our behalf over the oil prices, Lord God, that they are staying steady right now at the same price. They haven't gone up or down. But Lord God, we pray that you're going to bring the prices down. We trust in you with all our heart. We lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. Father God, we trust upon your word. We rely upon your word, Lord God, to answer all our questions and all our fears. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father God, we want to thank you with all our hearts for the wonderful rainstorms you sent us, and you've made them extra special. They were very, very large and plentiful, plenty of water came down. And Father, you didn't just do it one time or a couple of days, but you poured it on day after day after day, and you're going to pour on some more. Amen. And our lakes will be full, our reservoirs will be full, and there will be plenty of water to get us through the summer. And we thank you for that, Lord, and we just praise your name and glorify your name. And Father God, I want to also add about Tom. We prayed for Tom now, believing in our hearts that he would be healed. And Father God, don't let the enemy come in and make him doubt, but let him believe, and he will feel strength coming into his toes and then up his legs and then eventually get to his whole body, and he'll just jump out of that chair. But Father God, we believe it and we thank you for it. So don't let Satan come in and cause him to doubt just because something didn't happen right this minute, because it started already and it's going to keep going. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I forgot to mention while I was preaching that we took a blood test this week for Lina, and when we talked to the doctor, he said he had never seen such a fantastic result. So that everything in her body was just about perfect.
Hallelujah.
So,
hallelujah.
Father God, we want to thank you and praise you right now. That Lord, you have answered so many prayers. So these prayers are spoken here today, or now on the altar. The smoke has come up before you. And I want to thank you, Father God, for the blood test that Ina had, Lord, and with the results. Because, Father God, we, in faith, we knew that we were okay. But, Father God, it's great to be able to confirm it and to have physical evidence that you have been there. And I praise you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
You know, I could get up here and give you a quick praise report and say that, since I'm in the real estate business, if we acquire properties, we make money. If we don't acquire properties, we do a lot of work in not making money. And this week we acquired two properties. I could leave it at that, but how many of you know that the Lord works in deep ways in our lives, in our everyday circumstance? I see a hand back there. I see a lot of hands in this room. Okay. One of the preliminary things that God showed me this week was he didn't let me acquire a property. I had been hammering on the trustee sale steps to try to get a property for a long time. And Teresa is the sower. I'm the reaper. She She does so much work in locating and assessing what a property is worth, and I do so much work after we acquire it in bringing in contractors and in affecting the cost of change, and then we get it listed and we market it, and then when we sell it, there's a contract to be written. There's so much that goes on in acquiring and exchanging, selling properties. And this one, it was raining cats and dogs the day that we finally got the news that it was recording and that we had this acquisition that we did in January coming through for sale. It was finally going to go to sale and complete recording. And we had staged it really nicely. There was somebody in our company who does staging, and she came down, and it wasn't until I got out there and helped and we got all of the furniture out of that house and in the truck and done, and that cycle was completed, because I had been praying we'd get another property right away. But as soon as that property completed, the next day we acquired a property on the courthouse steps. And it was just like, you know, so many times I've heard over the years, so many times people have said, you know, I had a need for this certain amount of money, and the Lord told me, go and do this other thing. And it involves spending money on something else, and I was trying to get this money together to make this happen. And then they would say, and as soon as I was obedient and did that thing, that exact amount of money came unexplainedly from a source I never would have suspect that it would come from, those kinds of things. That's what happened the next day after I completed that cycle, is that we were bidding, and I mean, there's some bidders on those courthouse steps that have deep pockets, and they know exactly where their margins are, and they know pretty much where yours are by analyzing what you do on those courthouse steps and where you quit bidding week after week. And I got this place with $100 over what the other guy could bid, and I was approaching where I wasn't going to bid anymore. It was so close to not being happening. And then the Lord taught me what there is in a name after we got that property. And what I mean by that is that if you look at the life of Joseph, like Pastor was talking about this morning, in his having been sold into slavery and ultimately lifted up to the position alongside Pharaoh, we see the earmarks right now of some nasty things that could be happening as foodstuffs and businesses are being consolidated and land is being usurped, labor is being affected, regulations are running rampant. Well, in those days when Joseph took the reins of Egypt, he did all those things. He had amassed, knowing ahead of time that the plague, that the famine was coming, he had amassed a massive amount of food for the Egyptians and indeed for the entire world at that time. And he managed that food in such a way that finally, when the people got to the point that they weren't producing anymore in their fields, and they then had to sell their livestock in order to get food. So Pharaoh bought the livestock, and at the same time he was selling this grain to other nations and taking in money for Egypt to recover ultimately. And then when they ran out of livestock, the people would sell their land to Pharaoh. You see kind of a parallel here where all these things are suddenly changing hands from the people to the government, if you will. And then ultimately, the people were relocated to the cities where this was all being stored, and the food was there for them. And it got so bad that finally they just said, we have nothing left, we'll sell our labor to you. And Joseph was able to take that situation, and knowing when the first year of recovery was going to happen, give them seed to sow, which then could allow them to recover that which they'd lost. And it was unlike anything in those days in Mesopotamia, all around that area. That was not the way governments were run. I mean, people were oppressed. But he was a man of God. And I wonder, you know, if left to my own devices, if I was the one consolidating, would I consolidate like the son of Jacob, that Joseph? Because my name is Joseph. Or would I consolidate like Joseph Stalin? And if I was regulating, would I regulate like the son of Jacob, Joseph? Or would I regulate like Joseph Kennedy and set up an SEC that was very self-serving? Or if I was regulating how religion should be run, would I set up a Christ-centered religion, or would I be a Joseph Smith? You know? And God showed me that, and I believe he did this week. And he said, well, what about the other name you claim, Christian? And I thought of a David Curtis Chapman song, and it's an interesting song. It starts out, well, I've got this T-shirt that says what I believe, and I have this refrigerator magnet that's a little Bible, and I have this fish outline on my bumper of my car. And he says, but what about the change? What about the difference? What about grace? What about forgiveness? What about a life that's showing I'm undergoing a change? And I had that thought that I have a choice here, because what happened was in that house that we acquired, there was a 72-year-old man living in it, and he's facing right now foreclosure and the taking of his property from him after having lived there probably 20 years or more, maybe 30. And I know what that's like, because if you'll recall, I gave a testimony last year that we had escaped that trap. The Lord had delivered us from that particular situation. And I, as I pray with favor for God and man, I looked at this guy and I thought, you know, Lord, I wanted this place, but I put this in your hands. You know, that place, you've got the cattle on 1,000 hills, and he needs some cattle right now too. And as I thought about being a Christian and being a Joseph, it drove me to my knees this week, and I just said, Lord, I want to be that Joseph. I want to be that Christian that is deserving, or at least receiving, if not deserving, of your favor and your grace. And as I prayed for favor with God and man, the very next day there was another trustee sale, and I was there again with a large amount of money. And it looked good at first. The crier showed up, and I was the only one there. And I had seen this place. And I knew that these other two guys, whose names I won't mention, who show up there regularly, had seen it too. And I knew they knew what I knew, that this is going to be a good investment. And just about a minute before the crier was going to sell it to me alone, both of them showed up. And I thought, okay, this will be interesting. I wish I'd had this one to myself. And so the crier says, well, I got an opening bid of such and such. Are there any further bids? And this guy pulled his envelope out of his pocket, and he produced a check, and it was for more than the amount, I'm sure. And that guy pulled his envelope out of his pocket, and he was ready to go, you know, to show him that he qualifies also, because you have to qualify right then with the cash in hand to get these properties. And I said, a penny more, just opening the bids, you know. And I pulled mine out of my pocket, and I handed him the check, showed him that I had enough to cover it. And he said, okay, I've got a bid of such and such, and a penny more. Is there a second offer? And I expected the worst. And these two guys were quiet. They had their money in their hand, and they didn't say anything. He says, third and final time, I've got that amount of money and a penny more. Do I have any further offers? And one of them always waits till the third time just to rattle your cage, because it's kind of a, you know, one of those games they play. Nothing. And the crier, he's a guy, he's a good guy. His name's John. And he points at me, and then he looks at him, and he looks at the other guy, and I'm thinking, this is an eternity where you just say, sold, please, just say it, you know. And he said, sold to him for a penny more. And the two of them turned and walked off without saying a word. I'm still thinking about what that meant, but it was like when the lions were stayed and Daniel was thrown in the den for me, that moment of the third time and them being quiet and then walking off. I'll figure out what it's about, but I have an idea of what that meant. But anyway, Hebrews 11:1, faith verses. If you were to say, what's the opposite of faith? Most people would say doubt. And I emailed Thomas this week and I said, in that verse, and I heard a radio guy say, the opposite of faith is sight. And it says in that verse, sight, that we walk by faith, not by sight. And it mentions sight. And I realize that doubt and sight can be equated, but when you think about it, we walk about looking at how things are, anticipating the worst, and thinking that you know, this could be ugly, or this could be good, and I'm going to walk in faith in it. But it's what we see that typically we succumb to, and having that faith is the thing which allows us that despite what we see, God's at work. And he'll make the Joseph of us. He'll make the Christian of us as we look to him and have that faith and exercise it and trust in him. It's been a very interesting week for me, and I'm really happy to be able to come up here and share that with you. Just it's just an ongoing praise report, not only that, you know, there's a property acquired. You know, I mean, I hope that guy keeps his property in a way. I really do. There are more properties. And not only that we have doors opening for us, but also that God is showing me those things that he's doing in my life in a well-articulated way so that I can know that his hand is in my life and that his favor is attainable for all of us. Thank you.
Good morning. I just wanted to talk about how I've overcome a issue of faith and tribulation. I've been struggling for many years with many issues that are family related, my personal family and my married family. And I have, the Holy Spirit shared with me that if I'm going to look backwards at what people say and feel and what they choose to hold on to, what God has forgiven me for, and if I'm living on faith and my salvation, then I'm not truly living in faith and standing on my salvation. If I turn around and I'm going to look at what they're choosing to hold on to. And once the Holy Spirit shared that with me, that it really doesn't matter what has happened in the past. Nothing can change the past. The past is the past. As a Christian, I'm to look forward to the future with God and what he holds for me and the promises that he's given me. And if I don't do this, then all those promises aren't going to come true. And so I had to let go of things that I thought were near to me and dear to me. And I did. And the peace and the joy that I have from this and the strength that I feel now in God and in myself and in my future is more tangible than it's been in a long time. But I went through a real struggle of giving up stuff that I thought was important. And in reality, it's not important. What's important is my faith and my walk and my trust in God, because that's what's going to hold me forever. And if if things don't change for my family, then that's their faith and their walk, but it's not mine. I've chosen higher ground, and that's where I'm going to stay. And I'm praising the Lord today that that reality is now very real for me. The verses that John was talking about, you know, that the Lord prepares a table for us in the midst of our enemies, is so real. You know, we'll be doing things and walking places, and there's going to be people that are coming against us saying, oh, remember this, remember that, remember this. And it's not them, it's the devil. We know this. It's a spiritual battle that we're walking in this world. And I'm just really grateful that the Holy Spirit shared that with me to the point where I grabbed a hold of it. And I have a peace that is just so real that I have a joy back that I was missing for a while. But it was pain before joy. And I'm really just happy about that.
And in the day thou shalt say, O Lord, I'll praise thee, though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. And therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted.
Sing
unto the Lord,
for he hath done
excellent things. This is known in all the earth.
Cry out
and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee.
Amen.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trial should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and had shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not the great
part,
not the part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul.
For me
be it Christ hence to live, if Jordan above me shall roll, no pain shall be mine, for in death as in life thou wilt whisper thy peace to my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. But Lord, this for thee, for thy coming we wait. The sky, not the grave, is our goal. O trump of the angel, low voice of the Lord, blesseth hope, blesseth rest of my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the cloud, when my fate shall decide. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll.
The trump shall resound,
and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Oops, Thomas, a couple of words. If you caught that one verse, it said, the sky, not the grave, is our goal. That is very important. I just want to say that what Pastor John brought today about Iranians stopping the flow of oil tankers in the Persian Gulf, about 4 or 5 months ago, I heard on the news, I don't know if you caught it, that Obama is using up all the oil resources in the United States. That means he's draining them. And now, of course, with this restrictions, we're going to be in panic. And since they're going to raise the price of oil or gas, $8 a gallon, are we as Christians, American Christians, mind you, or the whole world, matter of fact, I'm not going to take this lying down. This is the time to bring out the heavy artillery prayer. And what I mean by, since Obama made an effort to stop drilling and capping off all the oil wells, which are full, brim to the full with oil. This is just his way of putting this country into a more recession, depression. So please pray that whoever is in charge, and I don't mean Obama, I mean some other higher position people, will check those, uncap those oil wells, see that they're full of oil, and also start drilling new oil wells in this timing, which is so important, that this country does not have to rely on Muslim oil, but we have our own. Amen. Amen.
Okay, I'm going to close. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the good testimonies, Lord. Thank you for our many blessings, Lord. Thank you that we can have that faith that comes from you. We practice it, and you keep giving more of it. And I thank you for our many blessings. We ask your blessing on each one as we go our way this week, Lord. And we will be victorious. We are victorious in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.